Welcome to the Streets to Entrepreneurs, your newest urban podcast, Till We Not. And today, I wanted to speak on the death and passing of Takeoff and one of the brothers from the Migos group. And I'm not a big person on dealing with celebrityism, but I wanted to like to say a rest in peace to the culture, the rap game, and as pertaining basically to the culture. And why I'm saying that is, it is becoming sad and very scary to just watch so many people, successful and non-successful, trying to get successful, dying, and it's only us. And the only culprits is us. We have normalized hating on each other. The computer internet has definitely effed up the mentality of us. Because like the brother Gilly said, and I was saying this for 2020 and before that, every time something happened, Negroes is the first niggas to pump and pull out a camera and start recording. But that's not even the main issue. One of the main issues, and I want to say this to my peers, my bros, and everybody, especially my bros, my peers, people that know me and I know you personally, change your lifestyle and mentality. Because one of the main reasons that we feel so comfortable with what's going on, the death, the being messed up, working 9 to 5s, being stressed, and still disloyal to each other is the mentality and our lifestyles. Because you get the people, oh my God, you can't go out. But you don't hear none of that for no other race. The Mexicans is in Mexico doing drive-bys on scooters with Dracos hanging people from bridges and all of that. You don't see nobody from Mexico like, I'm not going out no more. I'm not doing that. No. You don't see no Arabs, no fucking nobody but us. Then a lot of people be asking me like, why have I changed? And this is one of the main reasons. We had millions of dollars running around for free. We had a visible virus killing people. And now the top killers is niggas. For nothing. Ain't like niggas is getting millions of dollars hustling bricks. Got old school beef from family, the mob, whatever. This shit is sickening that we cannot, the biggest trendsetters, the biggest musicians, the biggest fashion labels, the biggest hustlers, the biggest grinders, the biggest spinners, steppers, women, everything runs around us and we are the biggest disloyal threat to each other. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? How is so many rich, successful black males are getting killed behind what? Like what?
Yo, niggas is with the shits. Niggas is doing this.
You're not doing nothing. Really, just be honest. You're not doing nothing. I swear to God, 30 niggas that's riding around with guns right now ain't got nothing to do. Nothing. Nothing. Then we done forgot the whole bare things of, bro, let's fight. Because then you got to think, right? These niggas is killing niggas on camera, in crowds. And then what you going to say? Oh, niggas snitched on me. You snitched on yourself, first off, knowing that you was about to start blicking in a crowd at a fucking hotel, in a party, outside with 30,000 cameras. What happened to real niggas moving silence? And then now it's guaranteed death and guaranteed jail death. So it's a lose-lose situation. Then anybody reporting about it, talking about it, losing. Now we all just gonna keep pumping and pointing a finger at each other and blaming each other. But I think we should see now what Kanye and niggas was talking about. There's no way in hell within the last year or two, 20-something rappers died. But, like I said, we need to really, really, this is for all the superpowers, the big voices. Anybody that's not scared to say something, get blackballed or whatever the case may be, needs to stand the fuck up and get together. From Gilly the Kid, Jock Loving Hip Hop, Black Ink Atlanta, any major platform, people that are sick and tired of this need to blackball every sturdy dance, every drill music, every gangster rapper that's running around here that's not gangster, from Chicago to New York to Houston to California. Everybody should get together that is tired of this shit and blackball the niggas that is pumping this shit, that is being puppetized by these, whatever you want to call them. Because now think about the babies that wanted, like when I was younger and I seen rappers and stuff, actors. Think now what they're thinking in their head, like, is that really worth it now? They used to only tell us, like, bam, we only gonna make it in basketball, entertainment, blase, blase, blah. I don't want to be a rapper or actor no more. So then what else? What else they gonna offer us? Like, I know, I talk about entrepreneur, but how many other platforms are teaching kids and black people, niggas that's fucked up, how to be an entrepreneur? How to sell products, how to master the internet, fix your credit, learn some legal zones like PPP. That, you could have got that legally. But instead, a brother or whatever, sister go out, we hate and then get mad, intoxicated, and now nigga like, bah, 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 bah. And then don't got, bro, and don't got, and then getting caught ASAP. I just wanted to speak on it, give my little bit of a talk about it for the podcast, because like I said, it's not too many people, especially in my age bracket, that you see on these platforms that's saying anything that's going to pertain to how they really feel or positive manners on what you should be saying to maybe change the mentality and thinking of the people that's watching you on these platforms. Because I know a lot of people share a lot of bullshit and don't even know what to say or stuff like that, but we have to stop indulging in the bullshit. We need to get together and eliminate a lot of outside things that are fucking us up. I know they probably gonna block me for all this cursing, but we're not gonna drag this out. Stay tuned for more. Any comments, please go to the podcast. Bam. This go well, I'm gonna start talking more, but basically I do the Streets of Entrepreneurs. We talk about a lot of entrepreneurial stuff and stuff that also pertain to the culture that maybe a lot of other platforms are not talking about. So stay tuned for more. Thank you to the subscribers and watchers, and rest in peace, not to that man, but the culture, his family, friends, and everybody around the world that's affected. Also, rest in peace to everybody that we done lost personally from this negativity that's being pumped from music, the entertainment lay, our neighborhoods, community, and what we indulge in and spread to each other. We gotta change the narrative, people. But stay tuned for more from the Streets to Entrepreneurs. Love you.